Welcome, my friends, to a Little Brighter podcast. This week, due to the elections, we've decided to postpone our episode. We didn't want our next guest, Susan, to get caught up in the minutiae of the political muddy airwaves. But for now, enjoy this little snippet from her interview. Susan, tell us a little bit about your hobby.
Well, I am surprisingly a crochet pattern designer. It's one of those things that came about entirely unexpectedly. And if someone had told me when I was a kid that I would eventually be doing this in my later seasons of life, I would have said, nah, me? What?
That's what old people do, right?
That's what old people do, right? Yeah. Well, okay, I'm getting up there, but...
You're still so young. You look so great.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell me, when did you start crocheting? When did your hobby start?
Well, I was this really super wiggly, tomboyish 9-year-old. And my grandmother, who lived in the Midwest, came to visit. She was doing granny squares. And I sat down with her, and she was a lefty and I was a righty. And I don't know how she taught me. Somehow, before she left, it worked and I actually learned how. But I was a little too distracted, I think, at that age to really focus on it. So although I had the skills and they were very limited, I was interested. It was fun. I actually made a scarf for my dad out of this really squeaky black yarn, you know, super, super cheap. And my grandma had never taught me how to fasten off. So I just kept going until I ran out of yarn. So this scarf for my dad could have wrapped around his neck 4 times, probably.
I love it.
But that was kind of my first successful, if you can call it that, project.
Yeah.
Since I was teeny, little kid, I can remember I had this sort of need to create things. I can remember sitting in the house and being, quote, bored, thinking, I want to make something, I don't know what. And I'd go gather materials from around the house, stuff, and I'd make something. Paint it or glue it or glitter it or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of what this was. I was just looking for a creative outlet. But what I discovered, and I think is kind of universal across the board, that I'm finding from so many people who do crochet and knit and do these sort of handcrafts, cross stitch or whatever it is, that it is incredibly soothing. It quiets my really noisy brain. So I love it because it's rhythmic and but at the end you actually have something you can gift to someone, or you have something pretty or something useful.
Yeah. You have like something tangible that you can hold and enjoy,
right,
after being able to do it. So it's like a dual reward. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
Please tune in next week to be dazzled with color and yarn.